Welcome back to Who's Talking. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney here. Just want to remind you again, next week, Who's Talking road trip back out to Richmond BMW at 8710 West Broad Street. The last time we were out there, it was a rainy Wednesday night. Hopefully, we had
45 to 50 people show up in spite of the weather.
Had a good crowd, so maybe we'll get a little clear sky next week. It'll be easier to come out. And Frank's told them, make sure there's plenty of parking for our guests to arrive and come. And they will probably have some food and drink there, as well as Big E Elton Brown will join us in person. Noah Greenbaum and Terry Gates. And as Frank said earlier, former UVA linebacker John Copper is scheduled to phone in and be a guest via phone. So come out and meet some of the former Wahoos that will join us in person, have a little food and drink, meet the one and only Frank Maloney. He'll be signing autographs both before and after the show. So bring out your football, basketball program, whatever you want Frank to sign, maybe a blank check.
Number 22 in your program, but number one in your heart.
Absolutely. 345-0910 is the phone number. Call in and give us an opinion about the quarterback situation. Good old Mark Verica. We discussed that with Chris Wright a little earlier. I know Frank Maloney has an opinion, I believe, on the quarterback. Do we stick with Verica or start thinking about the future?
I tell you what, I think after we go through the bottom of the hour break, we're going to focus on that conversation. Put a poll up on Facebook this week and got a lot of responses, a lot of intelligent analysis, and even a couple of great jokes, which we will share with everyone coming out of the break. At this time, I think what we need to do is announce our play of the game this week. LeClaire Ryan has been the sponsor this fall of the play of the game, and we've chosen the UVA men's football game versus UNC, as shocking as that may seem. Late in the second quarter, UVA put together a nice little drive following a Carolina out-of-bounds kickoff. Virginia started on the 40 and proceeded to march down the field rather quickly. No errors or anything like that. And before you know it, Virginia was second in goal from the North Carolina 5-yard line. UVA went with a tailback blast behind B.J. Cabell and Morgan Moses off the right side. And Keith Payne blasted through for a nice touchdown. His touchdown gave the Wahoos a little something to cheer about, chance to do the good old song up in the stands, and cut the lead to 27-10. It was Payne's 8th touchdown of the season, and I'm pretty certain that with his 107 rushing yards, Al Groh would have to be scratching his head trying to explain why Keith Payne wasn't playing more in the last couple of years.
Well, that touchdown, as I recall, made it, what, 27-10? So, I mean, you know, Virginia was certainly behind, but you're not necessarily out of the game at that point in time because it's still end of the first half, down 17, which is not where you want to be, but can't say game's over at that stage. So that was certainly an important score for the Wahoos.
And on a positive note there, the Virginia defense did stop Carolina on the ensuing possession and forced them to punt. Unfortunately, Virginia was pinned pretty deep and couldn't really do much and had to go to halftime down 27-10. 27 points is just too many points to be given up to an ACC rival, much less North Carolina.
Well, as I recall, 27, is that what Florida State had in the first half?
Yeah, so they're just bad trends for Virginia.
Yeah, too many games where Virginia's playing from way behind.
Too early,
and particularly at home. So hopefully that trend will stop this Saturday. at 6 o'clock and on. And then the game time has been announced for Miami, 12 o'clock the following Saturday.
Right.
And is that game on Raycom or what? Is that televised somewhere?
I believe it is the Raycom game.
Okay. Well, we'll worry about...
No, that's not true. It's ESPN or ESPN2.
Okay. We'll worry about Miami after we take care of business this Saturday against the Eastern Michigan Eagles. This year, I don't think Virginia can assume anything. But anyway, are we at the bottom of the hour? I believe we are, or pretty close to it. Not quite. Got a minute to go here.
The engineer is waving us off.
He's waving us off.
He's waving off. He says, no fastball.
I was ready to come in for a pit stop, and they waved us off. Run another couple of laps here.
One thing that you have to acknowledge, it's very difficult, I think, with this particular team, having so many players getting dinged up, not necessarily getting knocked out the season, although the loss of Joe Torsha as the tight end has really hurt, I think, Verica. I think Verica relied on Torsha quite a bit for, you know, those intermediate 7, 8, 10-yard passes. And he hadn't got him there anymore. And
well, as they say, the cupboard was not exactly bursting with talent. You can ill afford to have guys get hurt when you're in that situation. So it's made a difficult year probably a little more difficult by having some key players not available.
Three of Virginia's captains have been hurt at one time or the other this year, and that's hindered, you know, the progress of the offense, particularly on the offensive side of the ball.
Nevertheless, you know, a lot of people, if you looked at the schedule before the season started, would have probably guessed 2-4 at this stage. So that it's not a complete disappointment. And there's some opportunity games on the schedule remaining, as we said, beginning this Saturday against Eastern Michigan. Well, I think we are ready for the break now. We'll be back with more discussion of football and bring Michael Tusky back in to finish whatever we have on the Olympic update in our last half hour. Don't forget 345-0910 if you want to call in with an opinion on the quarterback, on the defensive scheme, or whatever. We'll be back after these messages for our final half hour tonight.